617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to get to Sam Kennedy and what he had to say yesterday. Real quick, is Cam Neely stuck in the past? Is Cam Neely sort of stuck in the past like the good old days with the group of players who all came up together? They were all forward, you know, all these young guys who came up through their 20s and all wanted to stay together and play together and all took whatever deals were given to them and just thought, all right, this is the way Bruins hockey's always going to be. It seems like there's a little bit of, you know, the good old days going on with Cam and him sort of not being able to adapt to the fact or the idea that there are players here who aren't so in love with the Boston Bruins organization like Marchand and Bergeron and Krejci and everybody else who never went anywhere else and just stayed here forever and kept re-signing and re-signing for whatever amount of money. You know what I mean? Like, is he maybe sort of stuck in those days more than he should be?
Or I don't know if stuck in those days is the right idea, but caught off guard when somebody isn't of that mentality. Because I do think for the more often than not in recent years, guys have had that mentality. That whether it's the older guys, whether it's, you know, Bergeron, Marchand, those guys, or you signed Pastrnak, you signed McAvoy, you're right, like, you got it done.
Taylor Hall even re-signed here.
Right, Taylor Hall.
For a pretty good, it was 4 years, $24 million.
And you went out and got Lindholm.
Pastrnak, they went to the mat with Pastrnak, though.
No, I know, but did it get like this?
No.
Like, that's the issue here, because the idea is Swayman wants to be here, right? They believe Swayman wants to be here, or wanted to be here. I need to change the tense of my verb in the
previously,
sentence.
Previously, there was just a time when he wanted to be here.
And now it's gotten a little off the rails. But this happens. Like, there's one-offs, whether it's the agent or the player. Do you believe it's the agent or the player? Do you believe that Swayman is all in on everything he said on the Shut Up Mark podcast?
Yes.
So it's not agent fed.
I think the agent is not trying to reel him in at all, if that's what you're asking, but I do think that this is the genesis of this is coming from Jeremy Swayman and the perceived slights that he saw in the last 3 years, both on the ice and in arbitration. I think that's coming from him, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
I don't know, because I think it's a little weird, personally. I always thought the Papelbon thing was weird and came from the eight. Like, I just, do players actually believe I owe it to future closers, or I think we're simpler than that.
He didn't. The agent didn't say that. He said that.
No, I know, but I don't know where he got it from. I'm not sure he got it from the main business school.
I think he believes. I think it was partially the business school and all that.
NHLPA newsletter?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. It seems weird.
I think it's all fueled, though, by the slights in the past. I think that's what's sort of gotten to this point and why the Bruins have decided to escalate it rather than try and tamper any of it down. I think that's their biggest mistake here, not reading the player, which you said earlier, and I agree with that. I think they haven't read their player at all. They thought he's just going to, you know, bend the knee and come back, and he'll play, and once the pressure starts coming out, come on, we're in camp, Jeremy, you got to come now. You got to come back and suit up and just, you know, eat this crappy contract that you don't want, you don't think you're worth. You got to do it because you're on the Bruins, and that's how it works. And that's how it worked, you know, in the past with everybody else.
$64 million crappy.
Torrey Krug. I mean, listen, they're negotiating, all right? They could go up to eight. They could go up to 8.5 if they wanted to. They're not doing it. I think any bit of pettiness you can assign to Swayman, you can assign right back to the Bruins as well. And I'm the player side with that. I almost always am. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we'll touch on the Red Sox and their exit interviews yesterday.